Julian, just your thoughts on one of the guests, this is just for the second time, and how they've improved to make themselves, you know, I think 9 years in a row.
Yeah, 9 games in a row. It really looks like they've come into their own. They're playing as a unit pretty darn well, probably the best we've seen this year. You know, they're fast, they're athletic. They're young, but they also have veterans in key spots to help them, you know the game a little more. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge test. And, you know, we definitely got to take advantage of these next few days to really hone down our skills for it.
There's a guy on the other side who also wears a kid jersey in James Harrison. Just your thoughts on the possibility of you seeing him when you kind of break through and what he brings to that defense.
I mean, James Harrison, fellow Flash, he's an unbelievable stud. The guy's been doing it consistently for a long time. And, you know, I've been a huge fan of him before I got in the league, and just to see and kind of have an idea where he came from. It's unbelievable to show how hard he's worked to get to where he's got. And he's a large man that's fast, explosive, and if he's coming my way, you know, it's going to be a get down.
Is it the same Kent State shirt for you every day at practice?
Yep. This is, I think this is year 8, year 7 in this bad boy. I think Dri-Fit just came out when they gave it to me.
This being your 6th straight AFC Championship game, do these ever get old? Do you take them for granted? Do you cherish them? What's the mindset?
You got to cherish them. You know, it's an honor to get to play in a game like this. This is, you're playing the best cream of the crop of your conference, and, I've been fortunate to get playing a few of them, and, but you never take it for granted. There's a lot of guys that haven't got this opportunity once in their career. It's great and everything to think about, and it's a huge stage and everything, but, you know, you being in it for a few times now, you kind of try to just keep it in perspective and try to handle it like every other week. I got you here.
What do you say to maybe the younger guys like Malcolm Mitchell, who's jumping onto this stage for the first time, about obviously distractions, just staying focused, I guess, on the task at hand?
Same thing. You just tell them, hey, go out and just do what you've been doing. Put everything you have. Go a little extra in this week, because you won't regret it. It's a fun game to play in. But don't think of it too big. You've been playing this game for a while in your life, and just prepare and do everything you've done in the season, and I have to remind myself that. So, and that's what I tell him and try to do.
Julian, you know what it's like to win and lose this game. Is there a different kind of pressure in this game because it's the game before the Super Bowl?
You don't even really think about the next game. It's a one-game season, so you just focus all your time and energy and put it into this week. This is this ultimate week. I mean, this is what you train for in off season. This is what you go through OTAs, training camp, to put yourself in a position to compete in this game. So, that's kind of how I take it.
Julian, I had a question on ownership, just because you have two, strong ownership groups with the Rooneys and the Crafts. Just from a player's perspective here, what's your thoughts on the Crafts and just sort of like how they impact you as a player? Like, what do you see in that area?
Mr. Kraft and his family, they gave me an opportunity to come out and play in the NFL, and just to see the kind of role model Mr. Kraft is in the community. He's always around. He's here every day, darn near. He's very involved, and he's a good man. Nothing but respect, and it starts at the top. And you could say the same thing with the Rooney family as well. I mean, it's unbelievable to hear that they've only had 3 coaches in, like, the last 30 years or something like that. The type of you know, trust and honor those that owner has for their coaches and the understandingness of how crazy this league is. You know, and they have a lot of wins over there. So, you know, it's nothing but respect for the Steelers. I mean, I went to school in Steeler country over in Kent State. Half the school was in a Steelers jersey. So, you know, I've known about that whole faithful for a while now.
Really, your production has trended up since the bye week. I was curious what you kind of attribute that to.
I think that's just trying to improve each week. You know, just trying to do what I'm told, do what I'm, you know, and when opportunities come in your way, you got to take advantage of it. So that's what I've been trying to do.
So do you find quarterbacks kind of treat you the same, or do different quarterbacks have different styles on how they cover you?
You know, there's different types of cornerbacks. So, you know, you get your longer guys that'll try to get physical with you, use their length. Then you got your quick guys that'll try to use their quickness. And then you got your tweener guys that'll try to use both. So, I mean, it all depends on the corner.
What about the Steelers corners?
They're longer guys. They're long guys. So, you know, we'll see how they, what they do. You know, it's, anytime you play in a game like this, there's always a lot of adjustments just to kind of go in and see what's going on. I mean, everything can change. Not everything's going to be what you've seen. So, you know, you got to be prepared for that.
In addition to some of those physical characteristics of those guys, they've got a couple of rookies in the secondary whose roles have become more significant late in the year. What are your impressions of Burns, Davis, and how they've affected that secondary?
Well, Burns he's an unbelievable athlete. You know, first rounder out of Miami, kid's got it all. He's got the athleticism, the speed, length. So I mean, you know, he's been playing well. I mean, he's been playing more, and that's for a reason. Davis, you know, he's playing well too. You know, I'm more focused on, you know, the cornerbacks, but you know, you definitely have to take those guys into consideration as well. And you know, Coach Tomlin, he's been there for a while, and if he's playing a guy a little more, you figure he knows what he's doing. So, you know, you got nothing but to prepare for both.
When it comes to Tom, how would you describe his mood, his demeanor this week?
I mean, you know, he's focused. You have to ask him more on it, but I mean, he's focused.
High school, the last time these teams played in the playoffs in 04, with Big Ben and Tom in that game. What does it say about the longevity of those two quarterbacks that you probably watched that on TV as a high school kid and now you're playing in it?
Studs. I mean, Big Ben, he's a Mac guy. You know, you got a number of respect for him too and his journey. So he's been doing it for a long time. He's just a gritty, big old dude that just gets it done. And he's fun to watch, and TB is TB. So, you know, it's one thing to be good in this league, but it's one thing to be very good for a long period of time, and that's what those guys have both done.
You said in the past you go on the road, you like to play the villain for the opposing crowds. How do you feed off the home crowd here?
At home, you know, it's home. So it's, you know, the louder they get, the more fired up you get, and you know, it's you live off the crowd. So, you know, all the people out there in Foxborough, get ready. We need you. We need you.
Going back to what I asked before, kind of consistency over the second half of the season has been excellence and consistency. Maybe just speak to the. I'm sure you're pleased with the fact of being able to string together continuously some really good performances.
You know, I'm worried about the next performance. So, I mean, all the stuff in the past is in the past. You know, I'm more worried about what I got to do to help my team against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's what I'll continue to think about. I mean, we could talk about that after the season.
Julian, you want to make a final question?
When Gronk went down, it was right around the time that Deion was coming back, and obviously things look a little different when you lose the big guy and the smaller guy. What is it about your offense that allows you to be so versatile in your attack and kind of switch a little bit and, you know, go with another option if you lose one.
I think it's like what you said. It's a, you know, we've got a lot of weapons here. You know, Dion, you got James, you got LeGarrette, you got Malcolm Mitchell, who stepped up and made a lot of plays for a young guy. You got Big Mike, who comes in out of nowhere, and he's made a couple plays. He's helped the team. You got Hogan, who's made plays. I mean, you got Marty, who's making plays. You got Matt, who came in and scored a touchdown. I mean, it's just guys coming in and trying to do their job. And, you know, the more everyone tries to do their own job, you know, that's when the team fires on all cylinders, so. I guess.